Thank you for calling customer care. This is Erica. May I please have the email address associated with the account you're calling about today?
I think I've got two. One is charles_landgrant@yahoo. Another one is dlandgrant@hotmail.
Okay, sir. I have located an account with dlandgrant@hotmail.com. Could I have the first and last name on the account?
It's Charles Landgran, L-A-N-G-R-A-N.
The first name starts with a Y.
The first name starts with a Y.
Yes, sir.
But you have a Landgran?
Yes, sir.
The
first name is Yinju Landgran.
Oh,
Y.
Yinju. Oh, that's yes, my sir. Daughter-in-law. That's why, yeah, I don't know how that name... That
yes,
name
sir,
got that game. That name got filled in when I clicked on my directory.
Okay.
But
yes, sir.
Yeah, Yinju. I had sent after this charge came through and they couldn't find the records, and I realized it was not actually Denton County tax. I sent. I called Andy and I sent him an email and he said he'd refund me the money. But will you do that? Because I don't want to pay for that.
Yes, sir. I'll be more than happy to. I do see the account is canceled. It's with propertyrecord.com. The account was canceled with the cancellation number of 346-3735. And
yeah.
I am refunding that $18.95 to you now. That should
okay.
be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And
bye.
I do have a refund confirmation
yeah.
number for your records if you would like to take that down.
Could you email it to me?
Yes, sir, you will get an email, but I do have to say it out loud for quality and training purposes. It's 151-8685.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir, thank you for calling customer care. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Goodbye, sir.